It's hard to believe that the convention is coming to the end. It was so good to be here that the thought is coming to our mind, Lord, it's so great to be here. Let's be the tents so we can stay here longer. Unfortunately, we have to go back to our homes and put to life what we learned. I like all the discourses, all the lessons. Things are in our minds deeply. We appreciate them all. And I think that I'll be unappointed representative of all the guests to thank all the local brethren for their great hospitality and to putting up together this convention. It was a great spiritual blessing and being in this holy place. And as brother mentioned, once we looked at the tabernacle, we entered the hall. On the right, we had a table. On the left, we had a PA system where we can enlighten us and the brethren who are serving us in the front. Not to make any picture out of it, but it was just a nice setup here as well. God be with you. Once people are meeting together or departing, there is a many different ways of greetings, many different ways of saying something on the departure. People are saying, hi, hello, good to see you, goodbye, arrivederci. But I think we have an examples to say those greetings and the words once we are departing, the examples from the scriptures as well. Instead of the other ones, maybe we should think about using peace unto you, peace be with you, or God be with you till we meet again. Some words which will not be only making us feeling good and being polite to be in line with the society, but something which will help our new creature to be greeted and something for us to last a little bit longer than the time of the meeting and will help us to sustain what we learned and keep it in our hearts and meditate upon once we depart. God be with you. How to be with God? How should we fulfill then that departing words which somebody will tell us or we will say to somebody? Let's look at some examples. It is not hard to guess where this title came from. Our hymn, which we are singing at the end of the conventions, God be with you till we meet again. So how to be with God? We should look at the scriptures, and it was mentioned in the prayer, and many brethren are saying we should think about the strong words in the scriptures, and they are even stronger when they are starting. It is written, because it was written for us to uplift us, to make sure that we'll remember those. So we'll use quite of the scriptures to show that it is written. A few examples, those who were being with God or who walk with God, we'll look at Abel, Noah, Enoch, Abraham. They were with God by faith. And as it is written in Hebrew 11 chapter from verse 4 to 8, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it the being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see the death, and he was found because God translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith is impossible to please him. For that he come to the God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out in a place he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. This is the big examples and great examples of the faith and being with God. Applications of the things we learned. You heard the lesson. You studied this. You taught that lesson that day. Now, it's the time of the departure. We are going out there, going back to our homes. Another Monday comes, and God would like to see what we've learned, how we will put that to work, how to be with God. Today, we should live by God's word. We are being tempted by a lot of things, but we should not be. We should resign by the time out and feed our spiritual life. With all the work we do, let's not forget that we got hired as a worker for God. Two things we should, I think, do. Reading, it's important. Because of faith, we have to build our faith. And Jesus is our daily bread. We have to digest it. Our dear sisters here work so hard to feed us for those 3-4 days. Imagine there will be no food. How miserable it could be. Maybe some of us are exercising fasting, and it would be good exercise for us, yet we need the food, despite the fact that the food was awesome, but we need it. Not only once, we got it 3 times per day. How about our spiritual being? How often we feed our spiritual body? We need the daily bread to feed our new creature. And the second thing we should do is we should buy the time to think and meditate. Once I was thinking about that point, what came to my mind, for those who being in the hotel, you remember that do not disturb? Maybe we should put that on our neck once per day and look at it, especially ourselves. Do not disturb. This is my time to meditate and dedicate some time for the Lord. Out of those 24 hours, this is not easy, especially after a full day of things where many things went wrong, the stress at work, the worries of the family, not so good news maybe from the doctor, maybe the arguments with coworkers, and the business didn't go the direction we wanted, maybe that letter in the mail we didn't expect to get. Do not disturb, and let's put that time, a few minutes, to meditate and think about God's things. Because this is fulfillment of those last 2 lines on the scripture. That do not disturb time. This is the time where actually we can fulfill that, casting all your anxieties on Him. How do we cast if we will not dedicate the time for the Lord? We will not be able to. And He cares so much for you. Let's make a time for that. Being as a worker for God, we should remember how to fulfill that work honestly and work like we would work with the Lord on our side. God be with you. if we'll think about it and put to our hearts, how different would look my day if I knew that God is with me at the moment? How different I would react if I knew that Jesus is with me and somebody I have a conversation in his name. Isn't that the greeting or departing words we are saying to each other? God be with you. Lord be with you. And he is with us because he said he will be with us. That was his promise, not the wish. God is waiting for us. The Lord is waiting for us to open our heart and mind in front of him. And that's the best time, once we will dedicate the time to meditate on about his things. But there is our part to do. In Revelation 3:20, we read, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Have to open up the door. He will not do that. He will not pry open. There is no even door handle on the outside. There is just inside of our hearts. If we will not invite him, he will not enter. We have to open up that door. Give him our time. Precious thing nowadays. Very precious commodity. But we have to give him the chance to care about us. God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel's guide, uphold you. He cares. We are under his wings. Beautiful words of the Psalm 18. From the second verse to 6 we read, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried unto the God, and he heard my voice out of this temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears." Brethren, sometimes at the end of the day, we may run out of words. Pray. Isn't those few verses great adoption of the prayer? Give the God glory. Call upon his name. And he will help us out. Because he cares for you. That light which will take away darkness from us is the God's word. Reading every day. Getting spiritual food for a new creation every day. What would happen to us if we will try not to eat but a week, but only in Sunday morning for 2 hours? How long we will survive with the water without the truth? We have to have our desires, then we'll get guidance from God, or we should give him our heart. We have to show him, tell him our difficult situation, and God be with us. He will be with us. And that light will be brighter and brighter. Psalm 18:28 we read, "For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." Here is the solution. "For by thee I have run through a troop, and my God have I leaped over the wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler of all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength, and maketh my way perfect. Maketh my feet like hinds feet and setteth me upon his places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and the right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. With his sheep securely fold you. Comes to my mind was from John 10:4. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I am good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life, that I may take it again. What a great shepherd we have. How to listen his voice? How can we hear his voice if we do not have that do not disturb? How many other voices are around in such a noisy world? Again, by reading, meeting and fellowship, studying, praying, and living day by day by eating a spiritual food. Let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our shepherd. He is a true shepherd, walking wisely, and as a worker, work hard for the Lord. As is written in Revelation 22:12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. How our work will be? What are we building on? Are we building on the solid rock? Do we have our eyes fixed on how our build-up should look like? If we look at Jesus, having our eyes fixed on him, we will do that good job. And reward is great for that. When life's perils they comfort you, put his arms unfailing round you. Our daily life, lots of decisions to make, sometimes dangerous, and getting to know how to make a good decisions, because each decision will have its consequences. Sometimes a small decision may have really big consequences, and then we have to live with those consequences. But we are getting support and protection from God. We should help each other, our families, our class, during the conventions and the meetings. Psalm 65 is a beautiful psalm which is telling us about that. In Psalm 17 and 5th to 8th verse, we read, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me, and hear my speech. Shew my marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, for those thy raise up against them. Keep me as an apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings, because he cares for you. Keep love's banner floating o'er you. Smite that threatening wave before you. 2 Corinthians 5:14 on we read, for the love of Christ constrain us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth we know no man after the flesh. Ye, Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and doth give to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's developing of our character through faith, love, trust would be the hard work and helping each other in different ways. And there is no recipe how we should help somebody because everybody is different and in different needs. Keep myself in the Lord's doctrines, in what Lord commanded us to do, as Brother Tim mentioned to us, was not wishful thinking. That was his commandments. One of them was that we will love each other. One of my favorite passages from Proverbs 3rd chapter from 1 to 9. And this is again from one of the wisest men on the earth. What should we do? Often we are stranded and we are stopping ourselves and asking ourselves, what should I do? Okay, let's read. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let no mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. We want to have a recipe. Here it is. With the promises we should keep in love. As it's written in Hebrew in 10th chapter from 24-25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see that day is approaching. Didn't we see that day is approaching? We're looking at those prophecies. What should we do with it? Provoke unto love and good works each another, not forsaking, not giving up on assembling of ourselves together, because that's the way we can gain strength and give strength and working hard for the prize. 1 Corinthians 15:58, we read, therefore, beloved brethren, by steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We live in a very impatient world. We want to have everything now. We want to have our paycheck to be cleared right now in the bank. We want to see results of our work right now. We want to see, we work for the Lord, but maybe we didn't get what we wanted, what we were awaiting for. But that's the promise. Our labor is not vain in the Lord, because he cares for you. He will remember till we meet at Jesus' feet. Let's remember that when we meet at his feet, the prize will be great. Lord willing, maybe we will meet with some of you next Sunday. Maybe not. We don't know what's going to happen, what Lord prepared for every and each one of us. But either we will meet maybe next Sunday on another convention, or we will meet at Jesus' feet, price will be great. A few scriptures to close with is Hebrews 10 chapter 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Revelation 3:12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar of the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of my city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I'm set down with my Father in his throne. What a great promises, and they will be fulfilled for those who will walk with God. Let's close with the Matthew 25 chapter and 21st verse. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Brethren, this is my wish for you. I would like to leave you with those words, that God is faithful because he cares for you. Let's remember it on our daily lives, where Monday comes, another Monday, another day which is tough. Put on our neck, do not disturb, and spend that time to cast all our anxieties on him, because he cares for you.